So stepping stone number one, welcome to your stepping stones to freedom. This stone is redeemed and precious, and we start day one. Let's read Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 5. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honoured in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. So today, God takes hold of your hand and takes your face in his hands, and he speaks this word into the depth of your being that you are of great value. So often we feel that bad things only happen to bad people. So when bad things start to happen to us, we feel we must be bad. But when we're walking through the fire of criticism or being swept away by the waters of poor health and financial issues, God promises us that he is with us and these circumstances will not defeat us. He created us, so he knows our capacity and he will help us. But he does not just tolerate us in these difficult seasons of our life. He delights in us. So today, let him speak over you that you are precious, that you are loved and so valued. God loves you. You are not in a difficult place because God does not care. So let's pray a prayer of declaration. Say it with me. So, Father, I thank you that you have redeemed me, that you are with me to strengthen me and hold me through every trial and difficult place. I thank you that whatever I feel, you never let go, and you have redeemed me and will hold me today and every day. You always keep me close. You are the safe place. So, Father, today I pray that I will be more and more aware of the sense of your value that you place on my life. Help me overcome every negative attitude that says I deserve this hard place. Pick me up and hold me close and let me hear the sound of precious and valued throughout my life. Thank you, Father, that you love me. Amen.